From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is set Monday to withdraw the United States from the 12-nation Pacific Rim trade deal as he starts his first full week in office. The Trans-Pacific Partnership had been negotiated since 2009 during former President Barack Obama's White House tenure, but the U.S. Congress never ratified it, with numerous lawmakers opposed to it or skeptical of the deal. It would have covered trade with Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, Chile, Canada, Mexico, and four other countries. Mr. Trump says he is not against trade deals, but wants more favorable terms for the United States that benefits its workers. He also recently spoke about the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico.
We're going to start some negotiations having to do with NAFTA. Anybody ever hear of NAFTA? I ran a campaign somewhat based on NAFTA, but we're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and on security at the border. And Mexico has been terrific, actually, terrific.
The White House also says Mr. Trump will meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto at the White House on January 31st. He also plans to meet with leaders of Canada and Britain. Two influential U.S. Republican senators are now backing President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, Oil Executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his picks to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. The confirmations of the other nominees are proving to be more contentious. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian government and opposition delegates gathered Monday in Kazakhstan's capital for peace talks backed by Russia and Turkey that rebel sources said would not include direct negotiations. The negotiations were expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. The six-year civil war is reported to have claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. An advisor to Mr. Barrow spoke about the ongoing security concerns following last month's election.
It is absolutely imperative that peace, security, and stability of the country be fully secure. The political and security gridlock imposed upon us after our victory in the elections of 1st December 2016 continues to present formidable challenges at all levels and is of fundamental concern.
Meantime, there is no word yet on when President Barrow will return. Britain has indicated that it will seek a so-called hard exit from the European Union, likely to include the single market, the world's largest free trade bloc. The country is looking for new trading partners around the world, but as Henry Ridgewell reports, the government will find it difficult to balance voters' demands for lower immigration with the need for new free trade deals.
The British government says its vision is of a more global Britain, trading freely with growing economies like India and China once it is outside the European Union. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited several Indian cities last week, eager to build bridges before Britain drops out of the European Union.
We may be leaving the EU, we may be taking back control of our borders, but my Indian friends, I say to you, that does not mean we want to haul up the drawbridge.
But critics say Britain is doing just that, even as it asks India to open trade. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And people in the southern United States are bracing for more severe storms on this Monday after a series of storms killed at least 18 people. The governor of the state of Georgia declared a state of emergency in several counties. President Trump spoke with the governor to express his condolences and offered U.S. government support for their recovery from those storms. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.